Well, it is time to talk about the secondary here inside the film room. Bo Wolf alongside NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, we're going to break down the cornerbacks into two groups. We'll talk about the smaller cornerbacks later. Today, just the big bodies guys. We're going to sort of make the line of delineation 6 foot or taller. And we'll start with Trey Waynes, probably the top cornerback in this draft class. Went to the combine, ran a 4.3 140, the best among the corners. But that's not why you want him. It's because of the length, the production, and the skill set.
And I think when you talk corners, Bo, for the NFL, what you really want to see in college is guys who can play man-to-man defense. Because in the NFL, somewhere along the line, as Eagles fans know, you're going to have to line up and play man-to-man. You can't avoid that in the NFL. And I think Waynes is a guy who you can line up and play man-to-man with. Now, he played in college both to the boundary and he played to the field, so he's used to playing man-to-man in different situations. This kid, you know, he reminded me a lot, particularly when he played to the boundary, of Stephon Gilmore when he came out of South Carolina.
Similar hairstyle.
Similar size, actually, and physical. Waynes would get involved in the run game. He would blitz off the corner as well. I think that he's a quicker mover than Darquez Dennard, who was a first-round pick from Michigan State, his teammate last year.
Yes.
I think Waynes is a quicker, more athletic guy than Dennard.
All right. Well, Waynes may have ran the best 40 time among the corners at the combine, but the best performance by far was Byron Jones from UConn. 6'1", 199, blew up the combine, really the best in everything, especially the broad jump where he set a record. And look at the reactions from the guys as Byron Jones flies.
Yeah, and I think Byron Jones is a guy that I got to late on film because I saw, obviously, him do this at the combine. Not a lot of people were talking about him.
But he is more than a workout wonder.
No, and that's the thing that really struck me watching him on film is I thought he was a very composed player. And, you know, one thing about corner is you're going to get beat. And often you get beat initially, and it's how do you respond to that? Do you stay composed? Can you recover? Can you respond? And the other thing that you look at, too, with corners is when they play zone, because in the NFL you're going to play man and zone, is how do you handle route concepts? What do you see? How do you react to what you see? Because the NFL is built on pattern reading for corners when you're playing zone. You have to understand formations, alignments, what routes come from specific formations and alignments. And I thought that Jones had a very good feel for understanding route concepts, played zone really well, can also play press man. I think he has a chance to be a complete corner.
All right. Well, would that also be the case for Kevin Johnson from the Wake Forest University? On the downside, maybe a little bit slight in terms of his frame, only 188. On the plus side, went to the best college there is. Tell me about Kevin Johnson, though,
Kevin,
as a prospect.
Kevin Johnson, we just talked about zone awareness, one of the best. Terrific zone awareness. Understood. You could tell he's a really smart player, a kid who studies. I guess maybe that comes from.
I could have told you that.
Johnson also played a ton of press, and I think that he was solid in press. I think he needs a little work in it. I don't think he was as comfortable in press as some of the other guys I watched on film who we might get to. I don't think he was quite, let's say, as comfortable as Waynes in press, but I think he's a press corner down the road with a little more work. You make a great point about the size. The question is, can you play corner in the NFL on the outside and match up against these bigger receivers? And that'll be a legitimate question. It's one that not a lot of people are talking about because they like Kevin Johnson's skill set, as do I. But the NFL is clearly trending toward bigger and bigger wideouts, Bo, as you know. And will Kevin Johnson, what's his weight?
188.
Okay, and my guess is he's gotten up to 188. My guess is he probably played a little less at Wake Forest. Can he stay at 188, which he might be okay if he starts getting into the 180 range? Can he line up against big NFL wide receivers on the outside, outside the numbers, and play press man? That's a question teams will have to feel good about their answer to if they're going to draft him, let's say, in the top 40 picks.
And perhaps the 41.5-inch vertical leap, second best among the corners, maybe that mitigates that a little
bit.
To
some degree, no question.
All right, let's talk about Marcus Peters from Washington, another big guy, another press corner. You like what you see on tape. There's off-field questions, but in terms of a prospect, what do you see?
I think you could make the argument, and let's put aside the off the field because none of us know how that gets factored in. I think you could make the argument he's the best corner prospect in this draft. I think he can play press man better than anybody in this draft. He's physical. He's aggressive. He gets in your face. You could tell watching film, he kind of pisses receivers off. I watched him against Jalen Strong. Jalen Strong couldn't get off the line of scrimmage against Marcus Peters. And Jalen Strong, 6'2", 216, mm-hmm. or whatever he is, couldn't get off the line of scrimmage. He totally shut down Strong. They had to put Strong in the slot just so they could get Strong a couple of catches. Marcus Peters is arguably the best press man corner in this draft. And we don't know where he'll be drafted because of the other issues. But if he was a clean player, I would rank him as the top corner in this draft.
Where would you rank P.J. Williams if he was a clean player? 6 foot also. What do you see from him from Florida State?
A player that has all the traits you look for, Bo, does not play to those traits as consistently as you would like to see. But when you just look at the traits, you say, this guy is an NFL press man corner, but he gets beat too often. And when you watch him get beat, you don't go, wow, that's awful. He just gets beat. But again, he's a guy that I think people will look at and feel that it's all there on film. You do see it on film, and that you can get him to play better. He'll be very interesting to me where he gets drafted, because I think the production on film, play after play after play, does not match the physical traits.
All right, well, tell me about Eric Rowe, one of my favorite prospects in the class. And it's going to be interesting with him because, of course, he played safety in the beginning of his career, moved to corner as a senior, very productive, ran a 4.45 40, so he's got the speed you want on the outside, certainly has the length. But because the safety class is not very deep this year, perhaps some teams will see him as a safety, but corner, obviously, a much more valuable position. I think he stays on the outside.
Yeah, and I agree with you. Another player I knew very, very little about, by the way, when I started watching film, and then I started watching Rowe, and I really liked him a lot. I mean, he fits the profile. You just said it. He's 6'1", 205. I thought he could play on the outside. I thought he could play press. I thought he could play off. I mean, you wouldn't call him quick twitch. You know, he's not Marcus Peters. He doesn't have that kind of movement. But I think that he has the overall ability to play on the outside. And I think in the NFL, you start at corner with a player. If you think he can play corner, that's where you start. You don't put him at safety first.
Right.
You put him at corner to see if he can play. It's more of a premium position.
All right, another lengthy guy. This one from the SEC, Jalen Collins from LSU, 6'1", 200-plus. However, he only had 10 starts in his college career. How do you factor that in, the fact that he couldn't start for LSU, but he may be wanting to start in the NFL?
And that's concerning to a lot of people, but when you watch the tape, that kid is really good. And I thought he was pretty advanced and refined in certain areas. I thought he used his hands well in press man, understood how to use his hands. I thought he understood how to squeeze receivers to the sideline on vertical routes. Jalen Collins, if he, and again, we don't know why he had 10 starts. We don't know what's going on. He has everything you look for. He's another guy that you look at 2, 3, 4 years down the road, Bo, and if it all works out the way it could, and it may never, and you have to decide that, but if it all works out the way it could work out, you could argue that his skill set is the best in this group.
All right, the last cornerback we want to talk about, someone who hasn't really been talked about very much, underrated, Alex Carter from Stanford.
Yeah.
Not really in first-round conversation, more of a day-two pick, but he was solid in that really impressive Stanford defense. Only 2 interceptions in his career, but he's got the length that you want on the outside. Maybe not the best athlete among these guys. That's why he's not talked about as a first-round pick, but we like Alex Carter.
Yeah, and you're right. Look at the body type. He's got what you want. He fits that profile of playing on the outside. He's not at the level of the other guys we've talked about, but what you're drafting with him, he's the classic prospect. You're drafting the size, good movement, not dynamically explosive, but you have to remember, and you know this, not every corner in the NFL who plays press is a dynamically explosive guy. You don't have to be a sudden quick twitch guy to play outside corner in the NFL if you're able to use your hands, if you're able to understand how the sideline can work for you, if you're able to understand where your help comes from. There's a lot of things that go into playing man-to-man corner in the NFL. Very few guys are put on an island, Bo, where there's no help at all. So if you understand all those things, you can be very solid in man coverage, and that's the hope with Alex Carter.
All right, well, if you set the line of demarcation at 6 feet and above for your outside cornerbacks, those are the players who will interest you. For Greg Cosell, I'm Bo Wolf inside the film room. Next time, we'll take a look at the smaller cornerbacks here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.